Well, as you may have heard in the bulletin, the man accused of the murder of Detective Garda Adrian Donoghue 7 years ago told the Central Criminal Court this morning that he did not kill him. Aaron Brady from New Road in Crossmaglen in County Armagh has pleaded not guilty to the murder of Detective Garda Donoghue and to a second charge of robbing cash and cheques from the Lordship Credit Union in County Louth in 2013. Well, our crime correspondent Paul Reynolds was in court this morning, and Paul, Aaron Brady took the stand in his own defence this morning. What did he have to say about himself?
Well, we know he's a 28-year-old man from Crossmaglen in County Armagh. He took the stand and he said he left school at 16 years of age in 2007. He did his GCSEs, but he's not sure how he did in them. He left school to become an apprentice electrician. He worked for a friend of his father's who knew the man through Crossmaglen. He then went on to work with another man in the cattle sheds in 2011. He worked as an electrician, he said, right up until he went to Australia in 2012, and he spent some time in Australia. He also spent some time in the USA where he worked as a seasonal worker. He was snow ploughing in Boston. He was a general contractor. He also said that he had been involved in some criminality, and he appeared before Dundalk Circuit Court. He had been charged with unauthorised taking and criminal damage. He sold some advertising for his father as well when he worked for an internet company. He said around the time of 2013 he was on a curfew. The guards would check and call in and check if he was where he was supposed to be or call him, and he was. He said he was in a serious relationship from September of 2012 with a girl. They got on very well. He said life in 2013 was normal and he was happy out in a good relationship.
Now, the main charges were put to him this morning. What did Aaron Brady have to say?
Yeah, they were put to him by his own senior counsel, Michael O'Higgins, the defence counsel who's taking him through his evidence in the Central Criminal Court today. He was asked, "Did you kill Detective Garda Adrian Donoghue?" "No, I did not," he replied. He was then asked by the senior counsel, "Did you participate in a robbery with some class of firearm?" Again, he replied, "No, I did not." "Did you admit to killing Detective Garda Adrian Donoghue?" his senior counsel then put to him. "No, never," he replied. And he repeated this statement at various times throughout his evidence this morning.
Now, he has denied, as you say, involvement in the murder, but he admitted to other matters. Tell us more about that.
Yeah, he admitted that he lied to the Gardaí about his whereabouts at the time of the murder of Detective Garda Adrian Donoghue. I mean, he told the court today that he was stopped by the Gardaí the following day. And he told the Gardaí then that he had been at his girlfriend's home that evening on the 25th of January 2013 between 7 p.m. and 3 a.m. the following morning. "I knew it to be lies," he admitted today. He said that he lied because he didn't want to alert the Gardaí to the fact that he had been involved in diesel laundering that evening. "I shouldn't have lied," he said this morning, "but I had nothing to do with the murder of Detective Garda Adrian Donoghue." He told the court today that he had previously had a row with his girlfriend when she came home from a nightclub and he saw her wearing another man's baseball cap. He said he completely overreacted. He got angry over a baseball cap. He said the next day he wanted to get over to his girlfriend's and sort the relationship out, to fix the relationship. So he outlined his movements that day on the day of the murder and his involvement in diesel laundering that night. He said he was driven to the yard, he jumped over the gate, started a forklift with a can of Easy Start and loaded cubes of diesel laundering waste into a trailer. His friend, he said, then came back and collected him. He had a shower and his friend dropped him to his girlfriend's house where he said he watched television with her until 3 a.m. He said his friend then collected him around 3 a.m. and he went to his friend's house and slept in the same bed as his friend that night, he said, because his friend's mother was particular about the spare room.
And did we hear anything else in court this morning, Paul?
Yeah, there were a number of the senior counsel put a number of the prosecution's proposals to him in relation to what happened that night. For example, in relation to a BMW that had passed the Lordship Credit Union earlier that day, he said he may have been in that BMW which stopped at the petrol station near the credit union on the day of the murder. But he said he had no recollection of being in that car. But he said definitely there was, quote, no casing of the Lordship Credit Union before any planned or prospective robbery robbery that night. His senior counsel also put it to him that the prosecution's case was that after the murder and the robbery, the getaway car was burned out at a lane in County Armagh. He said, "I was not anywhere near Compson's Lane in my life," he said. "I played no part in the murder of Detective Garda Adrian Donoghue or the robbery of the Lordship Credit Union." It was put to him that his phone was off at a crucial time during the time of the robbery, and that he wasn't in contact with three other suspects because the prosecution says he was with them at the time of the murder and the robbery. "Absolutely not," he said. "Not true," he replied. Again, he said, "I played no part in the murder of Detective Garda Adrian Donoghue." He said his phone was out of charge, and there was a text from him to his girlfriend read to the court where he said, "Just have to load the lorry. We'll only take an hour or two. This phone is going to go dead. Love you." This, he said, related to the fact that he was loading the lorry with the diesel cubes and the charge on the phone was running low.
Paul Reynolds, crime correspondent, thank you indeed for that this lunchtime.